Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The FCC commissioner saying, quote, "I wouldn't support anything but an outright ban on TikTok at this time," after we heard from TikTok CEO in Congress. I want you to hear what the FCC commissioner, Brendan Carr, said on whether the app could be banned in the U.S. Listen from CBS this morning.
Security concerns. Lawmakers seem to have a pretty clear line of thought on this. TikTok is owned by ByteDance. ByteDance is Chinese, and under Chinese law, is accountable to the Communist Party there in that country. With that chain of events, is there anything short of an outright ban that you would support?
No, I don't see it at this point. Even the White House last week reports where they went to TikTok and said, look, you either have to divest Chinese government ownership, Chinese ownership, or face a potential ban. I think that's the right thing. The most important thing that the TikTok CEO had to do yesterday was build some level of trust and credibility with Congress. And in that effort, I think he completely failed. And so we'll see. Look, there's still a lot of time left. There's still a lot of issues, potential hurdles to get legislation passed or to get the Treasury Department, which is looking at this, to take action. But really, the trust is just bottoming out for TikTok. And it doesn't look good. Look, there's 150 million Americans that are on this for sure. And so we got to make the case to them very clearly that there's a risk here.
There's a risk. The risk is they're spying and getting all of your information. That's the risk. Kristi Noem was asked about it this morning on Fox and Friends about the idea of could there be a bipartisan bill to ban TikTok. Here's what she said after she banned it on all government devices in North Dakota.
Governor, the Chinese government came out yesterday and spoke and said, we are going to stop you, ByteDance, from selling off to an American company. So anybody who thought this wasn't linked directly to the government doesn't come out and prevent a sale unless they're vehemently involved. Plus, he could not deny that they are under, they are obligated to give up our information to them. But here's the problem. Donald Trump tried to ban it. But when it comes to banning it, they're going to need bipartisan a bill, Senate legislation, handed up to the president to have him sign to ban it. So do you think he'll sign it knowing that he's concerned about losing the 18 to 22-year-old vote? And he just did a TikTok on St. Patrick's Day.
I don't think he'll sign it because over and over again, this president has proven that he won't protect America and he won't make the right decision, especially when there's pressure. And the reason that I think he thinks he can get away with that is because it was just weeks ago, we had a Chinese spy balloon flying over this country. And we quit talking about it already. If you go to every other network, if you go on social media, even Americans in their coffee shops aren't talking about the fact that this president allowed China to send a spy balloon over our military installations and gather information. And our president didn't shoot it down until it was over the ocean and they had difficulty recovering the information that was in it. So I think they believe that our society here in America has ADD. That we don't pay attention to anything for very long and we forget about these important issues and move on, and that the president has learned that about us as well and thinks if he can just change the narrative, maybe come out with some other political scandal against the other party or a former president, that the American people will just move on and forget about the fact that he's giving away our country and he's giving it away to the enemy.
The point that she just made there about giving it away to the enemy and the fact that he is actually using TikTok, I also think tells you a lot about how compromised this president actually is. Why on earth would you do this? Unless you're compromised. Why would you use TikTok? And TikTok's the government. China came out and said, we will not allow for TikTok to be sold to an American company. Why are they saying that? Because they're basically saying to America, don't even think about it. And if you do think about it, there will be hell to pay. You better not even get close to this. Now, you look at TikTok, and there are some people that say, oh, it's just a joke. Jimmy Kimmel, by the way, mocked the TikTok probe, right? And acting like, oh, it's just a cute little app, and no one should really care. And it's just an app where, you know, they teach you how to cook spaghetti in a few seconds. He's laughing at the fact that Republicans and Democrats, by the way, are focusing on TikTok. Now, I think this also tells you how stupid Jimmy Kimmel is. Jimmy Kimmel's a guy that doesn't understand that this is exactly how you get, and if you're the Chinese Communist Party, it was a brilliant move from day one. Let's do a social media app that we can get to go viral. Half of Americans have it on their phone right now. And then once we get it on half of Americans' phones, then we own them and we have all of their intel and everything they do and how they think. And we can influence them with the videos that we show them. And we can get them to go down certain roads. And we can have all of this intel on the American people. And then many people in the government will have this. And we'll have all of their intel, including keystrokes. One of the things that came out yesterday was admitted by the TikTok CEO is that it does record your keystrokes. That's spying. Imagine if you had access to every keystroke of somebody's phone and what you could do with all that intel and all of that information. That is exactly what TikTok has admitted yesterday they are doing. But then you get Jimmy Kimmel, who goes out there and talks to his liberal audience and makes fun of this, thinks it's hysterical because he's too stupid to realize that while he's got TikTok for his show and on his phone, that he's being spied on by the Chinese. And the Chinese are the ones laughing, right? Because they have stooges like this in America. They're too dumb to understand that TikTok was never designed for your enjoyment. TikTok was designed to make an app that people would put on their phones quickly, that celebrities would use quickly, just like Facebook and Instagram, and then it was actually a spying apparatus the entire time. It's very clear that's what, and this isn't a conspiracy theory, we actually heard from the CEO of TikTok yesterday. We now know everything that I just said is actually true. So this was their plan from the Chinese Communist government from the very beginning. This was not about just becoming a social media company. This was about spying on the users who put it on their phones. Did you know that in China, people don't use TikTok? Did you know that? Did you know kids in China don't use TikTok? Did you know that? A lot of people don't realize that. I wonder why. I wonder why in China they don't use it, but in America they're like, oh, please do it. And then again, you have these idiot stooges like Jimmy Kimmel. Here's what he said about it on a show last night.
There's nothing about it. The focus in Congress today was on TikTok. Of all things, lawmakers from both sides seem to be headed towards banning TikTok in the United States. And TikTok, for those of you who don't know, is an app that lets you watch videos similar to what you're doing right now. Well, instead of a long horizontal video, they go long ways like this. And then half of the video is footage of somebody carving soap for reasons why, I don't know. And there are also buttons and filters with hearts and stuff. They can turn you into a dog, or they can even turn you into a lion if you want. And there's text that describes what you're watching while you're watching it.
Now, everybody's laughing because they're turning Jimmy Kimmel sideways. They're making him look like a lion with some of the filters on TikTok. And then they have someone carving soap on TikTok below him. And he's talking about how funny this is, right? And the audience is laughing. What they don't understand is this is exactly what China wants you to think TikTok is. And he's giving you the Chinese propaganda in real time, right? In real time.
And then you throw in some random people talking into tiny microphones, yelling about who knows what. And finally, there's a comment section asking what your feet look like. And And the president of China watches every second of this. He's just watching, and one day he's going to use it against us. That's TikTok for you. That's...
Now, you can hear the audience laughing. They think it's hysterical, right? If this wasn't such an important spying apparatus for China, then why would the Chinese government have come out yesterday saying they will not allow for a sale of TikTok to an American company? That's the Chinese government that said this. We will not allow it. And you've got these morons like Jimmy Kimmel are like, oh, isn't it funny? Oh, it's just an app. It's not just an app. Okay? It's not. It's not just an app. And he should understand that. And if he did any research at all, he'd understand it. But hey, I guess he likes it that Americans, half of us have it on our phones, are downloading and watching Jimmy Kimmel videos. So he's like, works for me, right? I'm fine with it, right? I got no problem with this.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It looks like there's bipartisan support growing in Congress for TikTok to be banned in this country. China has come out. This is how important it is from a spying apparatus perspective from them. They've said they will not allow it to be sold off to an American company because it's not about it being a Chinese basic company that can be bought or sold. It's about exactly what I've said over and over and over again. This is about them spying. It's always been about them spying. Now, Democrats, they're laughing about this. Jimmy Kimmel mocking it, saying it's not a big deal. It shouldn't actually happen. Senator Hawley also talking about this TikTok and their connections back to the Biden administration. Take a listen.
The CCP has access right now to any data they want that belongs to us. And that's why I say, again, this is a backdoor for the Beijing government into our private lives, into our personal security, into the heads of our children. And we've got to close that door. The only thing to do, Laura, is to ban it. You mentioned the Biden administration. You know, TikTok's not stupid. They went out and hired a PR firm that was founded by Biden administration people. They are trying to purchase the Democrat Party right now. Why are all of these corporate media outlets now rehearsing TikTok's lines for them? It's because TikTok is out there pushing this. They're out there buying influence of the Democrat Party. Let's put it to a vote. Let's just see what the tally is. Let's see who's willing to ban this thing.
And there's going to be a bunch of Democrats that have been bought and paid for that are going to say, oh, no, I can't. We need TikTok. It's not an app. It's a spying device. It's not a social media app. It's a spying device for the Chinese Communist Party. Now, if you're stupid enough to keep this on your phone, that's your decision. But you're pretty dumb. You're pretty stupid. You download it, and it's like, here's what I'm downloading, okay? More and more people are coming out now talking about TikTok and why it should be banned. I do want you to hear part of what was said in Congress about this yesterday in the back and forth that took place when they were actually arguing with the CEO. And I want you to hear how they responded to TikTok, or how the, maybe I should say the CEO responded. The TikTok CEO said this about on government devices. Take a listen.
The delay any other companies have not. And what we've already established about the ability of the Chinese Communist Party to access personal user data, would you agree that no U.S. government electronic devices should have access to TikTok platform as your lackluster security currently stands?
I disagree with that characterization. Like I said,
you think that any individual should be utilizing that on any government platform?
I think the government devices shouldn't have no social media apps, to be honest. But
and particularly
not targeted to us.
Mr. Chu, during this hearing, you have mentioned...
So China's CEO of TikTok just said he thinks that there should be no government devices that have social media apps on them. Not just TikTok. Now, that's a little bit telling, right? No government devices should have social media apps, to be honest. None of them. TikTok CEO also had this about spying on Americans from Representative Dunn, Florida 2nd District. Listen.
And they were going to follow individual American citizens. I ask you again, Mr. Chu, has ByteDance spied on American citizens?
I don't think the spying is the right way to describe it.
Right.
This is ultimately...
We can differ on
this
that.
This is ultimately an internal
Any TikTok or ByteDance data that is viewed, stored, or passes through China is subject to the laws of China. One party authoritarian, state hostile.
I love it. I love how the TikTok CEO says, I wouldn't describe it as spying, right? That's not something that I would describe it as. TikTok CEO also can't say how many children have died because of dangerous challenges on TikTok. There's a lot of TikTok challenges and a lot of people have died because of them. Listen.
Understanding that they're looking at the eyes. How do you determine what age they are then?
We rely on age gating as our key age assurance.
Age
gating, which is when you ask the user what age they are. We have also developed some tools where we look at their public profile to go through the videos that they post to see whether...
Well, that's creepy. Tell me more about that.
It's public. So if you post a video, you choose that video to go public, that's how you get people to see your video. We look at those to see if it matches up the age that you talked about. Now, this is a real challenge for our industry because... privacy versus age assurance is a really big problem.
Look, you keep talking about the industry. We're talking about TikTok here. We're talking about children dying. Do you know how many children have died because of this? Do you have any idea? Can you tell me?
Congressman, again, it's heartbreaking.
Can you tell me how many children in America have died because of challenges like this?
The majority of people who use our platform use it for positive experiences.
That's not what I ask you. Tell me the number of children, of U.S. children who have died because of these challenges.
Congressman, again, the majority of people who come on our platform get a good
experience. I'm not talking about the majority of children. I want to know a number.
Dangerous challenges are not allowed on our platform. If we find them, we will remove them. We take this very seriously.
Obviously, you found one today and you removed it. We had to bring it to your attention, and I know I'm out of time. Thank you for being here. Welcome again to the most bipartisan committee in Congress.
They don't care about your kids. They care about collecting data. You can't say how many children have died because of dangerous challenges on TikTok. And this is a CEO who is sitting there basically laughing in our faces at how stupid we are that half of Americans have this on their phone. One other thing I want to play for you. The TikTok CEO also did confirm yesterday that the Chinese engineers of the Chinese Communist government do have access to, quote, global data, meaning they can spy on you.
Today, do ByteDance employees in Beijing have access to American data?
Congressman, we have been very open about this. We have relied on global interoperability.
You have access to American data.
Congressman, I'm answering your question if you give me just a bit of time. We rely on global interoperability, and we have employees in China. So, yes, the Chinese engineers do have access to global data.
You have access to global data.
There it is. He's admitting it. And after this hearing, China was so upset, they came out and made it very clear that in China, they will not allow it to sell to an American company. Why is that? Because it's not a social media app. It is a spying app. That's what it is.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. It's if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Jamal Bowman has come out saying there's no evidence of security concerns from Chinese spying TikTok. Yes, saying that on NBC News, Democrats are now doing the bidding of the Chinese Communist Party. He has said on yesterday afternoon, Democrat claiming that there isn't any evidence that TikTok posed a national security concern through Chinese espionage on the app. That's how they're describing it. Democrats doing this. And of course, Democrats doing the bidding of the Chinese Communist government, saying, well, is there really a problem here? Listen.
Welcome back. While the consensus on Capitol Hill this morning was for a crackdown on TikTok over its ties to the Chinese government, the feeling is not universal. New York Congressman Jamal Bowman told NBC News yesterday there are many apps on our phones right now that are Chinese apps. And so the idea that, oh, TikTok is the boogeyman, it's just part of a political fear-mongering that is happening. Joining me now is New York Democratic Congressman Jamal Bowman. Congressman, I appreciate you coming on. So let me start with the first question there. You heard from TikTok CEO. You think he did a good job defending the app? Or do you think you would have done a better job defending the app?
Listen, it's tough to sit there and answer hundreds of questions about any topic, even if you are an expert. But it was good for him to come. It was good for him to be in the hot seat. It was good for him to answer the questions that he had to answer. But I think part of his testimony that I want to highlight, and which I've been talking about all week, is we're targeting TikTok for safety and security reasons, particularly national security reasons. But we're not talking about all of the social media apps out there that have access to our data, often without our consent or understanding of where the data is going or how it works. And our data is now being sold, has always been sold to the highest bidders, both in foreign nations and here in our country. So for me, it's about having a larger conversation about the harms and benefits of social media, and to finally work in a bipartisan way for national legislation around safety and security on all social media platforms.
All right, let me ask you this. Why shouldn't the government be concerned about foreign ownership of companies that target Americans on the consumer level if that country is an antagonist to our way of life?
So first, I haven't seen any evidence that shows me as a member of Congress that these countries have been, China or any other country, has been a bad actor in this space in this way, except Russians' interference in our 2016 election, and that happened on Facebook. And there was no conversation at that point about banning Facebook, selling Facebook, breaking up Facebook.
A lot of people deleted Facebook.
correct, right? But still, not enough. But now we have this consistent fear-mongering, starting with the Republican Party, and now many Democrats are sort of catching on around China and around their access to our data, but just this overall sort of global competition with China in all its forms. And, you know, that's how Republicans govern. That's how this place works way too often around fear. Let's take a step back and have a comprehensive conversation about social media, about addiction, about monopolies, about time on the apps, and about safety and security of our data.
So let's talk about what is a data privacy law? What kind of teeth would you like to see in a data privacy law that you think would assuage many people's concerns about TikTok specifically? What could we do in a national law that would answer our TikTok concerns?
First of all, what in the world is happening with my data as we speak? What are you doing with it? Where is it? Where does it go? Who is it being sold to? We need that education.
Many we don't
users
know, right?
Are on these platforms. We have no idea. Our data is just out there somewhere, and it's being used. Everything from facial recognition software to the Catholic Church buying data from the app Grindr to search for gay priests. This was reported by the Washington Post. So all of this is happening. All of this data is out there. We have no knowledge of it. right? First, we need knowledge. Second, we need consent. Do I consent to you using my data in these ways or not? And if I don't, then don't use it. The problem is the entire advertising infrastructure for Facebook and other American companies is built on this data. So if that data comes away, ad dollars come away. If those ad dollars come away, right. these companies are broke, and they've been allowed to build oligarchies over this time. Right. And now we're focused on TikTok and not talking about the others.
I love how this Democrat is literally doing the bidding of the Chinese Communist government. Sitting there, he's like, oh, it's not that bad. Oh, well, we need a bigger conversation on this, right? Well, it's not just TikTok. He's like, Facebook did it too. Well, Facebook was an American company, not a Chinese Communist company. Let's not forget that. And he's like, Facebook did this too. No, they didn't. No, they didn't. They did not. That's not what happened. Okay, that's a lie.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
So remember that company XTF? It was a cryptocurrency Ponzi scheme, and the guy who is running it would just happen to be the second largest donor to the Democratic Party in the midterm elections. And then all of a sudden, everything went belly up just 3 days after the midterm elections. You remember that story? You know, just from a couple months ago. Has any of the Democrats that look the other way on cryptocurrency, have any of them been arrested? Nah. Have any of them had to give back their money? No. Did any of the candidates, I mean, he was the second biggest donor behind George Soros, the Democratic Party. No. But what I can tell you now is Lindsay Lohan, remember that child actress from Parent Trap? And Jake Paul, the kid YouTube star, is now a boxer. They both now been charged for alleged illegal cryptocurrency schemes. So we're going after childhood stars, but not the Democrats who cashed the checks from a corrupt XTF that they refused to actually look at or regulate. Seems about right in America today. Actress Lindsay Lohan and quote, influencer Jake Paul have been charged for allegedly partaking in an illegal crypto scheme along with six other celebrities. The charges from regulators from the U.S. Security and Exchange Commission, this is what the FEC is working on today. Not what's happened out there with the bank, Silicon Valley Bank, or any of the other banks. No, 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 no. Not looking at all the Democrats taking the money. No, 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 no. The SEC is now going after childhood stars. The charges from the regulators center on crypto asset entrepreneur Justin Sun and three of his companies, Tron Foundation Limited, BitTorrent Foundation, and Rainberry Inc., formerly known as BitTorrent. A statement from the SEC said that Sun and his companies allegedly participated in the unregistered offer and sale of crypto asset securities, and also fraudulently manipulated the secondary market for TRX, through an extensive wash trading scandal. Wash trading reportedly involves the simultaneous or near simultaneous purchase and sale of a security to make it appear actively traded without an actual change in beneficial ownership. And for also orchestrating a scheme to pay celebrities to tout these companies, to tout the TRX and BTT without disclosing their compensation. So this is who our justice system is going after. Now, both Lindsay Lohan and Jake Paul were charged with illegally touting XRT and BTT without disclosing that they were compensating them for doing so and the amount of their compensation. Six other celebrities alongside the two were DeAndre Cortez Way, Austin Mahone, Kendra Lust or Michelle Manson, Miles Parker McCollum, and Ni Yo. If you don't know any of these names, I'm not surprised. That means you probably have a job and you actually go to work. Lindsay Lohan and Jake Paul both reportedly agreed to a settlement payment without admitting guilt, with the exception of Cortez Way and Mahone. Celebrities charged today agree to pay a total of more than $400,000 in interest and penalties to settle the charges without admitting or denying the SEC's filing, the SEC has now said. The SEC chair, Gary Gensler, said in a statement that the case represents the kind of high-risk investors face when crypto asset securities are offered and sold without proper disclosure. As alleged, Sun and his companies not only targeted U.S. investors in their unregistered offers and sales, generating millions in illegal proceeds at the expense of investors, but they also coordinated wash trading on an unregistered trading platform to create the misleading appearance of active trading. Sun further induced investors to purchase stocks by orchestrating a promotional campaign in which he and his celebrity promoters hid the fact that the celebrities were paid for their tweets that they were sending out. So to be clear, you run a massive Ponzi scheme and Democrats are taking massive checks from your Ponzi scheme, and you're the second biggest donor in the Democratic Party in the midterm elections. And if you're any one of those Democrats, you're fine. But we're going to go after child stars now and get them to pay little dinky fines. And that's how we're cleaning up the cryptocurrency mess. This is not a joke. It's embarrassing, but this is what they're doing. I want to remind you, you can download the Ben Ferguson podcast. We do our podcast 6 days a week. So make sure you download the Ben Ferguson podcast now.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.